focus appears to be shifting. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. There could be a change in priorities for Russian forces in Ukraine, with Russian military moves appearing to recognize the resolve of the Ukrainian resistance.
In a significant development, Russians appear today to redefine what they would call victory in Ukraine, claiming they'd achieved the main objective of the first stage of their operation, degrading the Ukrainian military. The Donbass is the Russian-leaning eastern part of the country, which has been partly held since 2014 by Russian-backed separatists. It seems that Russia is now saying it intends to take over that entire region, but also in the face of tough Ukrainian resistance, might be giving up on plans to take over all of Ukraine and, as they say, denazify or topple the current government.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Lviv. Even though the new COVID variant that's been surging in Europe is more transmissible, White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Anthony Fauci says cases of it seem to be less severe.
It's got a transmission advantage over BA1, which is the classic original Omicron. Not a multifold advantage, but a percentage advantage, which means that over time, it likely will be the dominant variant.
And Dr. Fauci says cases may be increasing because COVID restrictions are being eased. Utah lawmakers have banned transgender athletes from participating in women's sports despite a veto.
Before the veto, it was supported by a majority of Utah lawmakers, but it had fallen short of the two-thirds needed to override it. On Friday, the ban's sponsors flipped 10 Republicans in the State House and 5 in the Senate who had previously voted against it.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, a federal jury in Colorado's awarded $14 million in damages to people in Denver who protested the death of George Floyd, who were pepper sprayed by police. Lawyers involved believed it was the first lawsuit challenging police tactics in the 2020 protests. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Customs and Border Patrol says it's facing a spike in migrants crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border.
It's frankly difficult to get answers on just how many migrants are being released into the U.S. after they illegally cross the southern border, but Fox sources say that it's hundreds a day. One of the known places where officials say these releases happen, Brownsville, Texas. Quiet there now, but it happens to be the same spot where similar activity earlier this year, migrants being released on so-called parole, then boarding buses and heading to points all over the country to await their court hearing.
Fox's Casey Stegall in Dallas. The White House says this is not new since it's connecting asylum seekers with sponsors as required by law. Parole commissioners in California are recommending parole for the last of three men convicted of hijacking a school bus in Chowchilla, California for $5 million in ransom in 1976. The commissioners say Frederick Woods, now age 70, is no longer a danger to the public. Governor Gavin Newsom can still reject the request. TikTok sued by a pair of former contractors who claim psychological trauma for reviewing videos they say were distressing.
Ex-TikTok moderators Ashley Velez and Reese Young are suing the company over emotional distress from viewing disturbing content. The two who were contractors allege TikTok and its parent company ByteDance violated California labor laws by failing to provide the two with adequate mental health support and ignored the psychological risks of prolonged exposure to such traumatic content. TikTok not commenting on the suit, but says it strives to promote a caring working environment for employees and contractors. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
General Motors shutting down its pickup truck factory in Fort Wayne, Indiana for 2 weeks next month because the company has run short of computer chips. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.